If someone has inherited land from his parents, etc., and that land was distributed in accordance to the teachings of Sharia, then that's fine, alhamdulillah. That's wiratha, it's inheritance. Nowadays, we see a lot of Muslims unlawfully occupying people's lands, seizing people's lands, oppressing others in this regard. Allahu Akbar. And that land doesn't go with them. People are buried in the earth themselves. The land stays here until Qiyamah. And people commit so much wrong, oppression, even ma'azallah, it leads to killing at times. Oh, what is lowly wealth of the world? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Listen to some hadith in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man akhadha min al-ardi shay'an bighayri haqqihi," that whoever seizes or usurps someone's land, whoever takes something without right, meaning forcefully takes it, khusifa bihi yawm al-qiyamati ila sab'i ardina. So on the Day of Judgment, this person will be made to sink until the depths of the seventh earth, the seventh layer of the earth. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at the humiliation. Also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man akhadha shibram min al-ardi dhulman," whoever takes even a handspan of land, meaning belonging to someone else, oppressively, unlawfully, فَإِنَّهُ يُطَوِّقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ سَبْعِ أَرْضِينَ. On the Day of Judgment, what will happen? The seven earths will be placed around his neck. Imagine how much he will suffer, the hardship, the pain, the suffering. So we don't make people suffer here, otherwise we will suffer in the hereafter. And remember the value of this land. It will stay here. It's not forever. It's not perpetual. It's not continual. And think about the akhirah. Don't destroy your akhirah for the temporary blessings of this world. And never ever oppress someone in this regard.